Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And I know it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. We do What Are the Odds Wednesday. And what are the odds you missed something the first hour? Well, probably percent 100. Maybe you didn't. But if you did, guess what? Just go to podcastarena.com. The whole hour is right there, including Kimbo Slice and Noyce Gracie. That was pretty cool in studio. So AJ had an interview with those guys. So you can go check that out. Had a little football talk, just a little general sports talk. If you want to get in, you guys know the number. Let's play What Are the Odds. And just want to mention that on Friday, where we pretty much get blitz with the Blitz every Friday with some alcohol this week. Very happy to have my good friends from Whitmire's are going to come in.
Nice.
And going to bring us some of their wares. So that will be happened at that'll happen at 4:15 on Friday. And those guys are veterans. I mentioned this first hour, happy Veterans Day. And I thank all of you for your service. And those are great guys over there. Please go check them out, whitmires.com. Go book your party there. Dan says, if the aforementioned teams went out and are in, what are the odds undefeated OSU is left out? Ohio State would be in for sure if they're undefeated. I guess that's the question was whether the Pac-12 would get left out. I guess Baylor would probably be the one hosed again.
Probably.
Although, I don't know if that'd be fair this year. I do think – I'm not so sure if the Big 12's top four aren't better than the Big 10's top three. Four, I guess. I'll throw Michigan in there. And there's just no way to know that until they actually play each other.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, I think any of those four are better than Iowa.
I think that.
And so, basically, we're talking about Michigan, who's already lost twice. We're talking about Ohio State, and we're talking about Michigan State, who also already has a loss. Yeah. So, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that Ohio State would get in. What are the odds we get some drunken dialogue from Jong on Friday? Jong, you going to participate? I'll make sure you get some of the good stuff.
I'm not a big liquor guy anymore.
Oh, you'll be big on this.
He hates having chicken on his head.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll have a little bit.
Of course you will. it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I told him 4:15 so we'd have time to sober up by the end of the show since we have to drive home. Don't want to have to call Gary Trichter.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people asking about quarterbacks for next year and what do you do if Matt Stafford is available. And we've talked about this a little bit. But if Matt Stafford winds up getting cut or available in trade, I make that deal. And I don't think twice about it because I think there is enough of a body of work there that I know the guy can play and he's not having a great year. And all I can think about is Phillip Rivers from 3 years ago. When Phillip Rivers was, it looked like he was done and they were thinking about maybe we move on from him. And then he turns it back around. And guys with a good enough track record, I think, can do that. But we shall see.
I mean, even if Matt Stafford plays how he's played, you know, the last year or two, he's still better than anything the Texans have had.
Or really ever had.
Yeah.
So Miguel asks, what are the odds of Texans get embarrassed on Monday Night Football? Well, let's look at the road games, okay? Dolphins embarrassment, right?
Right.
Falcons embarrassment. Jaguars glorious win.
Very. they should be proud.
Yeah. And what was the other one? I got to go back and look. Carolina. Yeah. Carolina, not a bad loss. So 50% chance.
Okay.
Let's grab a phone call. Let's try Sean. What's up, Sean? Go, Sean.
Yes.
Yes.
You're on. Go, bud.
Sports.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Greg Hardy situation. And I wanted to know how everybody is I mean, I don't condone domestic violence in no way, shape, or form, but the man has been, he's been sentenced. He missed a whole year. He got messed out of a lot of money. And I'm seeing a lot of people ridiculing him. But in life, everybody makes mistakes, and everybody deserves second chance. And I'm not saying he is better than another or anything, because you got people like Ben Roethlisberger that has been accused of sexual assault. And you got a lot of players like Johnny Manziel. He's been accused of domestic violence. But all of a sudden, these pictures come out with Greg Hardy. It's a big deal. And I'm in, I live life to where I'm a karma type of dude. And I done did some things in my life, and you're going to pay for them. But everybody in life deserves a second chance. How y'all feel about that?
I'm with you, and I'm one of these people who, when the pictures came out and everybody else started thinking, oh, my God, what's this guy doing with a job? The guy's been punished, and the NFL decided that that was what they wanted to punish him with, and he's been punished. He came back. He's taking care of whatever legal situation he needed to. And if you want to get into do millionaires have access to ways to get out of things that other people don't? Of course they do. But at the end of the day, the guy served his time. I'm fine with him being out there playing.
No one deserves a second chance. If you speed, you should be taken out and shot. Now, I agree. We talked about this when it happened, that people are outraged because of the pictures. It's no different than what we already knew. And I think there's a lot of people out there going, well, now we've seen the pictures. So you didn't believe it before? Is that what it was? I mean, and he sat out an entire year. He got a suspension from the league. To me, it's the same thing. If you commit a crime and you do your time for it, if you get another opportunity. Once you're out, you should get another job. You screw up again, guess what? You go back. Now, I would say Greg Hardy needs to quit screwing around with Twitter and stuff, because all he's doing is creating more outrage with some of the stupid stuff he's putting on there. And he's not a good person. He's a lousy human being.
Yeah.
But he's good at football, and as long as you're good at football,
you're going to get chances.
Yeah. Jared brings up a good point, because a few weeks of drinking on Fridays, y'all guys may get an Uber sponsor.
That's a good call.
Yeah. Yeah, Uber, if you're listening, that's a really good thing. That would solve a lot of issues for us. All right, let's try Jay. What's up, Jay? What's up, Jay?
Yes.
Go, man.
Yeah, I have a question. What are the odds that someone other than the Colts wins the AFC South now that Andrew Luck's out for a month?
We talked about this a lot yesterday. Yeah. I still think the Colts are the team to beat. I mean, I don't know that Matt Hasselbeck is significantly worse than any of the other quarterbacks in this division, and they've already got a lead. They've shown that they can beat most of these teams without Andrew Luck. I just think they're better, and they've got a favorable schedule.
And I know Titan fan got all excited because they beat the Saints, but if you've seen that Saints defense, you know, there's a reason that they were able to accomplish some things. Yeah, having Mariota back helped a lot, but that didn't mean they've turned the corner. So I just don't see anybody. But the Colts' schedule's easy coming home, too. That's the other part of it. So, I mean, one of these teams would have to get hot and good at the same time. And I just don't see it happening. Mainly because they all play fairly difficult schedules. The Colts probably have the easiest schedule of the four teams coming in. That's a big advantage. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. We'll get to more of your phone calls and a lot more nonsense when we return. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. What are the odds Wednesday? Chris asks, what are the odds that Cousins gets traded or Carl gets let go?
I think the Kings would be dumb to trade Cousins. I think he's the best big man in the league now.
Yeah.
If they got rid of that guy, I don't know. I mean, but it's Sacramento, so it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
That's what they decided to do.
If you're going to make a choice between a coach and a player, you should always get rid of the coach. Unless it's Greg Popovich.
Right. I mean, unless it's a special coach.
Of which there's There's one in the league right now, frankly.
George Karl's not a special coach, no. And DeMarcus Cousins has turned into what I think is a special player.
Yeah.
So, I definitely move that coach. Before I move that player, just listen. George Karl knows the deal by now. He knows that he's not a hot name on the coaching carousel, and if you wash out of Sacramento, your NBA career is pretty much done. He gets it.
That's where coaches go to die.
Yeah, so just play the game, man. Use the guy the way that you need to use him.
All right, do the Titans get better with a good running back draft pick alongside Mariota and adding little pieces along the way, or will it take longer? I think the Titans have the basis there for a very good defense. Offensively, there's more than a running back. They've got real problems on that offensive line, which they've invested a lot in, but they've invested badly. And I think they need a stud receiver as well. And I don't think Dorial Green-Beckham is a long-term answer. I said that before he was drafted. I think he's going to be a complete bust.
He's looked solid the last couple
of
weeks.
It's okay, but I mean, he's not worth where he went. And,
no.
And I don't think he was... The guy doesn't like contact, and the first time he gets lit up, he's not getting back on the field. So, maybe he works out. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I've been wrong once or twice out of about 600 when it comes stuff like that. Yeah. But, but I think there's some other holes that need to be filled. They've got to do something about that offensive line. And I wouldn't get too encouraged because we see it all the time when you make a coaching change. Everything looks great that first game because the guy comes in and changes all the stuff that wasn't working. And we saw it with the Colts, changing offensive coordinators. We saw it with the Titans. We saw it at first with the Dolphins. Well, now other teams see what you're doing, then they adjust to it, and you realize you still have the same crappy players. So, I don't think the Titans are that far away. I don't think the Jaguars are that far away. But they both might be a head coach away. And I think, certainly the Titans are, and I think the Jags may be as well. All right, let's try some phone calls. How about Michael? You're on the Blitz. Michael wants to ask us about a remote. What's up, Michael?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Michael. You're on. Go.
Hey, what's the odds that y'all do a Friday show somewhere out in Galveston County? When I say Galveston County, I mean like Lee City, Kema, Seabrook, those type of places.
Yeah, we've done a couple down there before.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
I would just tell you, if you have a place that you like and you know the people, tell them to contact our ad folks, and they can work out a deal. We'll come down there. It's I love going down there. That's
all that stuff is out of our hands.
Basically, honestly. We don't do anything. We don't get to pick where we go. And if your place wants us, have them call. There's a link on the website to our ad folks. You can call in here and ask for Todd or any of those guys. Tell them you want to have the show out there. They'll give you a price. You guys work it out. We'll be there. We kind of do what we're told when it comes to that. There's a few places that, we go regularly. But, I think, I'd love to get back down there. I'd love to get back over to Beaumont again. We're pretty well set for up north. I'd like to get back into Midtown, working on some things there. But. Yeah. All of that is, that's up to somebody saying, hey, we want you. This is what we'll pay.
Yep.
Let's try Josh. Josh has a question about the Texans, so let's go to him. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Sports, man.
Hey, I prefer to ask AJ because I know Fred's going to be pretty negative about it, but I know Tom Savage is on the IR, but what are the chances when he comes back next year they try to mold him into the future quarterback? And also, I feel like the Texans are being blackballed from having, like, any big-time games besides this one that's coming up on Monday night. I mean, there might be a fan in North Dakota or South Dakota or Maine that wants to, see the Texans play or, I should have looked at your stuff like.
Listen, I don't know how many nationally televised games the Texans should be getting, in all honesty. They're not...
They're 3-5.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that, it does not have the Texans don't have a big national following.
Only thing they have is J.J. Watt.
Yeah, but this is a team that they're the newest team in the league. They've not developed a huge following outside of, and we see those maps all the time where your favorite teams are and things like that. The Texans have a small circle in the southeast part of Texas. That's it. Everything else is Cowboys up until Saints territory, and there's actually between Texans and Saints territory, there's another sliver of Cowboy territory. So it's the Texans are nationally one of the least popular brands.
The only reason that people want to watch him is because of J.J. Watt outside of Houston. So they're not blackballed. They haven't been a very good franchise throughout their history.
Yeah.
And you know, when they made the playoffs, they got a whole bunch of primetime games. And guess what happened? They went 2-14.
Yeah.
And if you're putting together a TV schedule, somebody burns you like that, you're going to give it a while, especially when they don't have a history of bouncing back from things like that. As far as Tom Savage goes, I'm sure.
And they had a Thursday night game, too.
Well, everybody does, though.
Right. So they've got a Thursday night game and a Monday night game. That means they were nationally televised twice this year.
And that's one more time than they probably deserve.
Probably so.
Coming off of last year. As far as Savage is concerned, I'm sure they want to try to develop him. My concern with him would be how injury-prone he's been in 2 years already. Yeah. What do we always talk about with great quarterbacks? What do? They show up every week.
I also don't think that, at least I hope, the Texans never drafted Tom Savage with the idea that he was going to be a franchise player. I mean, I think Tom Savage was drafted to be groomed as a backup quarterback, and that's what...
You hope you catch lightning in a bottle with him, and maybe he's better than you think. And I think they drafted him as a project that was either that, developed into a decent backup, or... Hey, this guy didn't get much of a chance in college. He's really taken into our system. He's got a real good opportunity to be a starter for us.
Yeah.
That's your long shot. From what I've seen, I don't know if that's going to happen. I think he'd be a quality backup, but he's got to stay healthy. I mean, he's been in the league 2 years. He got in basically a part of a half his first year, and then he got hurt in preseason this year. And that's never a good sign. So, you know, I would hope that they would invest in something better than that, but... If it winds up happening, okay. They got lucky. Yep. Let's try Adam on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up? Adam, how you
Hello?
Doing? Yeah, you're
hey,
on,
sports.
Bud. What's up?
Hey, guys, sports. I was wanting to know, with this being the last year on Kevin Durant's contract, what are the odds that he leaves Oklahoma City in free agency? And if he does leave, where do you all think that he'll end up? I'll hang up and listen.
I've heard a lot of, and who knows? I mean, I guess the Lakers are always a possibility. You know, that wouldn't surprise me because they need to hit reset on that franchise, and
that's a good place
that's
to
a good
hit
place
reset
to do it.
Yeah.
I've heard
Washington.
I've heard Washington come up a lot. That's what I was going to say, and that's. You know, that's a team that's got some really good young talent, and you put him in the middle of it, that might be a pretty dangerous squad. And then the other, I mean, obviously the Thunder are probably going to be a favorite to re-sign him. The other ones that I would put as kind of outside shots is New York and Brooklyn. You know, those are teams that are always willing to spend a bunch of dough and land a big fish, and you know, I could see them making a big push.
But. No, I can assure you the Rockets will try,
just like they do
for everybody. And I don't know how close he and Harden really are. That would be the only in there. But in the end, I would say if I were a betting man, I would still make Oklahoma City the favorite. And then I might go Washington.
Okay.
So, all right. Because he did say how much he enjoyed the whole LeBron going home thing.
Yeah.
And I think people forget that's where he's from. So that one would make some sense as well. But we shall see.
I know the Lakers are going to make a big push.
Yeah.
And that's an attractive.
It is and it isn't, because these aren't the old Dr. Jerry Buss Lakers.
No.
And that's. No. And it just.
But Kevin Durant can make a team great.
He can. I don't know.
Or he can make them competitive, at least by himself.
I just wonder if. There's anybody that would really want to go to that organization while it's being run by the people it's being run by now.
That's,
because it's not the same Lakers.
It's definitely fair.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
Cowboys Buccaneers, NFL, 12 p.m. Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Hope you're having a safe trip home. Hope the traffic's not too bad. I can never tell from what I hear on our reports.
No.
Hey,
Those are very ineffective traffic reports.
Yeah, basically, there's traffic here, but if you're here, there's traffic.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. There's your report. No matter where you are in Houston, there's going to be traffic. So sit back, relax, we'll get you home.
So a lot of people commenting on my nipples in the pictures because, A, I'm wearing a thin shirt.
Yeah.
And B, can you attest that it's freezing in here?
Yes. It's going to be a miracle if one of us doesn't have pneumonia by the end of the week, because it goes from being nice and warm and comfortable to ridiculously cold, back to nice and warm and comfortable, then ridiculously cold. At that particular moment, it was ridiculously cold.
So, yes, my nipples are indeed fighting a battle with my T-shirt.
And that's one where we needed to have female guests in here and then take that picture.
Yeah.
Would have been much more interesting. But you know what? I'm sure some of our female listeners love it. So you're giving them a thrill. Look at it that way.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, can we sort of close the book on this Missouri thing?
Want it to be closed already.
This Melissa Click chick. I have got to go off on her a little bit. She was an assistant professor at the Department of Communication. She's the one that was basically bullying the reporter.
Do you want part of this audio?
Do you have that? You have that.
So it's about 6 minutes long, and I trimmed it to about a little over 80 seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. And then then we'll get on her case a little bit.
I am a student. These students are walking forward. This is the direction that we are walking.
So you're pushing me. You're pushing me. Don't push me.
Yo.
I'm not pushing them.
Okay, well then we will just block you.
You need to go.
Yep.
Students, can you tell him how
you
much
don't have a right to take our photo?
It's our right to walk forward, isn't it? Yeah. I believe it's my right to walk forward.
Why are we listening to this? Is something good going to happen?
I think that's enough.
You need to get out.
Yeah, I hate this.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
It's basically the same thing from 80 seconds here. She's telling the reporter to get lost.
Ugh.
And this woman was an assistant professor of communications who 2 days earlier was tweeting out asking for help from the media to get attention to this. And then student media goes there. And this woman's chasing him off, getting everybody riled up. Of course, she did issue an apology, of course, and is no longer, apparently she's been removed from her journalism courtesy appointment. Bitch needs to be fired. I'm sorry. This is what happens when you get people who never have done a damn thing in their life in the business, who are just teachers, and then they get out there and they're trying to, it always drives me nuts that you get professors that don't know crap about what they're supposed to be teaching. They've never done it.
What I don't understand is, first of all, this is a pet peeve for me. Like, you don't have the right to take my picture, or like when there's obviously a camera around.
When you're publicly
you could take whoever's picture you want. That paparazzi do it all the time. It's allowed. I mean, it's stupid.
Especially if you're
allowed.
Out protesting.
Yeah.
If you're out protesting,
you don't have the
something.
Right to take my picture. Worse than that though is when there's cameras around. And it happens when people are filming cops, like they film the traffic stops, and it's, you're pushing me, you're pushing me, you're pushing me, why are you pushing me? I hate stuff like that.
Yeah.
I hate that kind of stuff. That's the worst.
It's bitch stuff is what
it's
is.
Bitch stuff.
It really is.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. And the worst thing is that these people, the ones that are protesting, they don't know the rights, and
they have no idea what they're talking about.
And I'm sure this Professor Click, lady is probably telling them what to say and what to do when the media get there. And it frustrates me that these people are protesting and they don't know what their rights are and what can and cannot be done to them. It, I don't know. It just makes me mad.
Well,
partially because that guy was Asian.
Well, that's the whole reason, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They're protesting racism by, okay. Well, this woman, honestly, to me it's disgusting because Missouri has one of the better journalism programs in the country, and this is what you're employing? You should be embarrassed. That woman should be fired. I'm sorry. Not just reassigned. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Let's try some phone calls. Daniel, you're on the Blitz. Go. Daniel, what's up, man?
Hey, I've got a quick what are the odds question for you guys. With the way Jay Cutler has been looking almost respectable as a quarterback this year, what are the odds he finds himself with a new offensive coordinator next year when Adam Gase is hired as a head coach somewhere? I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, probably.
I don't think Adam Gase is going to get a job off of this season.
I don't know that he will either. I do think that Jay Cutler is an easy scapegoat. But if you look around, I mean, his numbers are better than early in his season when he was winning a bunch of games. The difference is he just doesn't have a defense. There's no defense in Chicago, and there's no offensive line. I mean, he's doing a lot of things with smoke and mirrors. And I wonder if the Bears let him go. I know like the expectations when they signed him to that extension were pretty high. But if the Bears let him go, I think the Bears are going to be in – they're going to really regret that.
They're not going to. I think the Bears have to get back to being what makes the Bears win, which is build around your defense and run the football and build that, get that offensive line. I mean, that's how the Bears have always been successful. That's what they need to get back to so that Jay Cutler's not out there flinging it all over the yard. That you're playing good defense and he's being efficient. Get back to that. They've got to get the defense fixed. But there's no reason to get rid of him. And I think they can. I do believe they can turn things around. But you don't do it by saying, "Oh, we're going to start over at quarterback," because now you've got to start over at a bunch of places if you're doing that. You need to get back to being a dominant defense. All right. What about? Why don't we do one more here before we go to break? Let's go to Patrick, who has a different one for us. What's up, Patrick?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, guys. Hey, I got a what are the odds? I know Bruce Jenner was a pretty big deal back in the day, but that was a little bit before my time. So what are the odds that he just became the first person to win Man of the Year and Woman of the Year?
I don't know that Bruce Jenner ever won Man of the Year, but...
I don't know.
I don't know.
He might have.
I don't know if that was really a good call.
Though. No.
I think we're kind of past the whole.
You know what?
Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner thing. It's not surprising to me anymore.
No.
So I'm totally over it.
You know what? I think we've really given the phone calls a chance today.
You want to go call free?
It's been about
phone free hour three.
80% good. 10% eh. And then 10% just awful, which I guess is kind of an average day. But, yeah, we expect more out of you on What Are the Odds Wednesday. These are kind of some of the calls we're getting I expect to get on Tuesday. So I'm not saying we're going call free, but you know what? We're gonna take it from here for a while. How's
all
that?
Right. That's fine
with me. We got a gym of the day coming up. I got a bunch of other stuff that we haven't gotten to that I'd like to get to 6 o'clock, and then we'll see from there.
It's about to get freezing in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's happening.
But you know what? Right? Yeah, so AJ's nips are getting hard, and then it'll stop, and it'll be good again.
Yeah, because I can hear the fan.
Can you hear it in the background?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It cranks up, man. It cranks up.
Hey, I'm not going to complain about it because we actually have a studio.
And the thing is that...
We actually have air conditioning, which we didn't for a long time.
It was 127 degrees in that other place half the time.
And the thing is that the AC unit in that studio powers everything else out here. So other than the one in the hallway, it powers the one, our old studios and YSR. So they're going to get cold too.
Okay.
Well, that's what we used to complain about, though, is that they had to turn this thing way down.
Yes.
For us to be comfortable, and then they would freeze their balls off. So, which we didn't really care about them. So now at least we're in control of everything, right?
Yes, you are.
We can determine what we're doing. So anyway.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Join us for lunch Friday. We're at Wingstop at the Greenway Plaza area on Richmond and Westland from 12:30 until 1:30. Pick up some wings, plus try your luck to win tickets, station gear, or Wingstop gift cards. Wingstop is the preferred wings of ESPN 97.5. Time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So Ronda Rousey has a little fight on Saturday.
Okay.
And you know, Donald Trump has been going around saying that, telling people that Rousey liked him.
Yeah.
Well, did you see who she's come out in support of, according to Maxim?
I did see that.
Ronda says, I'm voting for Bernie Sanders because he doesn't take any corporate money. I don't think politicians should be allowed to take money for their campaigns from outside interests. Says, if he doesn't win against Hillary, then I'll probably vote for a third party again. To be honest, in 2012, I was against both candidates, and so I just picked any third party because I thought if more people voted for third parties, then they'd have to take third parties seriously, which is something that I've heard somebody else in this room say quite a bit.
I say that very often.
She says, I voted for Roseanne last time when Roseanne Barr created a third party bid in 2012. Mostly I went in to vote for all the state and local things. I was so impressed with the whole presidential campaign that I picked whatever third party I saw. And I saw Roseanne and thought, that's awesome, but I'm really pulling for Sanders this time. I hope it works out. I think that's an attitude a lot of people have. Not a lot of people actually get out and do anything about it. And I agree. I hate the fact that, well, we've talked about this a lot. I hate how our politics are. I hate how our parties are. And I have to say, Bernie Sanders, I'm concerned. There's so much. Well, I guess there's not a single candidate where I can say, hey, this guy represents me.
Yeah.
The one thing I can't get down with is the free college. And I know that's a reason why a lot of you guys are going to vote for him, because you've got debt and you want that. And that's cool. I can't get down with that. We've been over that. But I do like the fact that we need to get away from corporations and PACs and all those people giving money to these campaigns. We need to limit that. That needs to be fixed. And I also like the idea that he actually tells you how he's going to do the redistribution of wealth. So I'm kind of, I mean, I kind of agree with her. I haven't decided where I'm going yet. I like some of those messages. I just wish you weren't so liberal on some certain things that I just can't get over. But that's just me. Anyway, so that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Lamont says, I blame you all around the country. This is what J school is now. With people like you getting out, it will only get worse. Sound journalism is a thing of the past, and we'll never get it back. Well, it was going to be gone anyway. People like us that could actually go monetize something else, that's what we did. And Joe points out that Mizzou's comm school is not part of the J school. So the J school dean did come out against her. But still, I mean, your communications at the school, you can't do that kind of stuff. But Sid Bream says, Bernie doesn't understand economics. All the candidates are terrible. They all are.
Did you watch any of the debate last night?
I did not. I'm out on the debates.
I watched it.
There's nothing left that I need to hear from these guys at this point. I just, you know, let's see how the election plays out.
I thought and the guys that I hope do well have zero chance of winning. Like, I actually like Rand Paul.
Well, that was my guy, but he's got no shot.
He says a lot of really smart things, and he humiliated Donald Trump last night, and that was kind of a fun time. But then I start thinking about it. Oh, he doesn't have a chance to win, and I just get bummed out about the whole thing. And then, it's almost like decided to me that either Rubio or Carson or somebody is going to win. So I don't know why, and I know I'm just going to be disgusted with whoever they pick.
Yeah,
but I still suffer myself to watch that stuff anyway, and
I until they get it down to about five people.
It was nice that they had eight last night instead of 10. Yeah,
but even so, it's too many.
They kicked Christie off, and they kicked Huckabee off. So that was nice to have two less people. They probably could have done without that Kasich guy. He and Carly Fiorina, basically their only move was to interrupt and like, hey, talk to me.
Yeah.
And it got kind of bad, but And I think Jeb Bush is pretty much done. I think he's dead in the water. So the field is narrowing, but it's still not narrowed enough.
Yeah, I was most interested in the independent guys, which are Rand and Bernie going in. And Rand Paul was the guy that I wanted to.
That dude makes a lot of sense when it comes to money.
He does. I think when and at first though he started trying so hard to get that far right side of the party on his side, which you have to do to get elected. And then I think he just kind of people told him, dude, you're coming off as kind of phony. And he's gotten away from that, and he's just saying what he says.
Right.
And that's resonating with people.
I think, oddly enough, he's one of the few people up there who actually believes what he says.
Yeah, and that's a problem with all of them. And that's one reason why I would say about it. I do believe Bernie Sanders believes what he's saying.
Yeah.
And I think he's...
I don't know how feasible it is, but
well,
I think
he believes it. That's the issue. And what I would hope is that if he were elected president, that he'd get some of that stuff done. The campaign reform and some of the wealth distribution, I think, have to be done. I'm okay with that, but hopefully cooler heads will say, no, sorry, man, we can't do this and this and this. But just because it works in Denmark doesn't mean it's going to work in the United States. Because the one thing we have to do is still have the biggest military in the world, and that's got to be paid for. Anyway, I think it's interesting, but I'm so out on the damn debates.
Yeah.
My favorite part was all the Republican guys complaining about how mean CNN was, and they asked some terrible questions. But did any of them watch the Democratic debate? They were tearing They were tearing into everybody. So, they were treating Hillary with this. Like, dude, you didn't watch. Stop it. I don't know that CNN should be doing these, though, because, frankly, I thought both of them, the questions were terrible. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.